This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Rick DeVos. We're going to be chatting about Art Prize, Start Garden, and growing up in an entrepreneurial family. How are you doing today, Rick?
Good. How are you?
Hey, doing fantastic. So we're a week into year four of Art Prize. What are some of the things that you and your team have learned over the last 4 years of Art Prize?
Where to even begin? 2009 was just kind of like an explosion. So I think in a lot of ways it's playing catch up in a whole bunch of places to figure out like what this thing is, like what's driving it, how to enhance it, how to address things that we wanted to change and so forth. So I don't even know where to begin other than we continue to look for ways to make the experience easier for people to partake in and continues to move people down a path of engagement with art, with artists, and with each other around the whole event. So I think it's somewhat reflected in some of the decisions we made for this year in terms of extending the first round voting, which is kind of a consistent piece of feedback that we got over the first 3 years, as well as the juried prizes and the juried shortlist release of that earlier. So I thought was pretty exciting, actually. I don't know of any other cities that have an hour of primetime television interrupted for an hour of arts criticism.
Sure.
Want to tune into it. So,
What led to some of the decisions as far as extending the first vote week over 2 weekends and the additional prize money towards the juried awards?
Well, as I said, it was a consistent piece of feedback that people were looking for more time to be able to vote in the open voting period. So it was just kind of looking at the overall calendar and figuring out how to make it work in a way that could still let the event flow, because we didn't want to extend the event overall.
Right.
And then the jury prizes were, we've had jury prizes every year, including the first year, which actually there was kind of a surprise jury prize that
Young Kim
included, but yeah, so that this is kind of an extension of that, but woven in kind of a different way to highlight things that people weren't necessarily able to see otherwise, or for one reason or another didn't explore yet. So I think it's driving that conversation, and people are their awareness of a lot of these works on jurors shortlist is increased as a result.
Now, you've added a feature called the shortlist. For folks who might not be familiar with that, what's that all about?
On the website, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's a whole list-making tool on the website, so you can it's easy to basically kind of collect entries that you're seeing on the website, build lists, and then share those with your friends, family, contacts, whatever. And that seems to be happening. People are doing that, which is kind of fun.
To kind of create more of a viral nature to it, perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, there was a bit of a dust-up between the Bob and an artist the other week. What's your take on the event as far as what went down with the Saddam Hussein piece?
I don't know all the details of it. I mean, the thing that I come back to is that Art Prize, we are not the central curator. Each venue and each artist is in a relationship, and they have the most information. So what understandings there were between that artist and that venue, we are not in the middle of it.
Sure.
I think we want people we want art to be respected, artists to be respected, but we want artists to be respectful in working with venues as well. So, frankly, there's over 1,500 artists and over 150 venues. Those are a lot of relationships. Those are a lot of negotiations. That's a lot of information and assumptions that people are sorting through. And these sort of dust-ups are really kind of inevitable, just as a matter of the numbers of people involved. But yeah.
So do you guys step in and mediate, or you leave that solely to the artist and the venues to work out the details?
Well, we leave it to the artist and the venue, and the event's kind of going on. We're still gathering information about it. So yeah, nothing really to share on that at this point.
Gotcha. So when you have time to spend checking out Art Prize, what types of pieces do you connect with? What's caught your eye in the last year?
Oh man, that's a great question. I've actually not had a chance, and as much of a chance this year to get out and explore as much as I have in years past.
Anything
we have a lot of stuff going on with.
Seen come through Facebook or Twitter that caught your eye that, you know, you want to make note and get out there and check it out?
Well, I think the Graham has a great show that they've put together, I really like Norwood Viviano's piece, the reflection of the cities in blown glass, essentially, and their transition over time in terms of population.
Mm-hmm.
That was very, very interesting. I'm trying to think of what else has been grabbing me, but it's a kind of an insane period of time for me right
sure.
now between
sure.
Art Prize and Star Garden and everything that's going on. So,
right.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned, Star Garden. I mean, you've had a few other entrepreneurial initiatives. You had Momentum, you had 5x5 Night, and now Star Garden. What were you looking to accomplish with Star Garden that you weren't already doing with the other two initiatives?
Well, so a couple of things. So Momentum, we ran for 3 years, and it was kind of a typical seed accelerator. It was modeled on Y Combinator. And what we realized after doing it is that, you know, the reason that those seed accelerators work, the Y Combinator in the Valley and Techstars in New York and stuff, is because they're part of much broader sort of entrepreneurial ecosystem. So they have a lot of entrepreneurs and projects and things that are on the front end able to be invested in, even at that small level. And on the other end, they have a whole funding community of angel investors, VCs, seed funds, a whole ecosystem around that, ready to continue to fuel them and work with them and help them grow. So after doing Momentum for a few years, we realized that we were probably on the front end forcing some things to become businesses that could have used more time as projects.
Mm-hmm.
And on the back end, groups and projects and companies that were graduating from Momentum in a way were just too early stage, too high risk for sort of the prevailing investment culture here in West Michigan. And so we knew we needed to have kind of a treasury to be able to continue to fund those teams and those efforts that were getting traction. And on the front end, we knew we needed to get more exposure to more entrepreneurs, more ideas, see more things kind of percolating at the project level. So 5x5 Night was really kind of an experiment in that and a prototype in terms of doing an event that was purely about sharing ideas and not even putting a lot of requirements on it in terms of them being a particular type of idea, like a business idea or something like that, just raw ideas, and trying to figure out what sort of value that created and unlocked for us. And we were really happy with that, with how that came about. We were getting over 150, 200 people showing up for every one of those, and a lot of valuable connections being made in that. It's very simple stuff. You just bring people together and they make stuff happen. They inspire each other. They learn from each other. So that's kind of how we got to the Start Garden model, this $5,000 to two teams every week, one of them that we pick internally, the other that's based on a public endorsement process. And so that's kind of how it evolved from Momentum and 5x5 Night into something that both could seed a lot of things at the extremely early stage and continue to fund those things that were catching fire and continuing to grow.
So, as you mentioned, you guys make one pick, the public makes one pick. Do you personally help out on the picks?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we just, every week we circle up as a team and kind of look through everything that's been submitted on the site and throw them up on a whiteboard and then kind of talk through the ones and weed it down to one that we want to run with. And then the public endorsement thing is interesting. I mean, we learned from Art Prize in terms of the value of having a broader conversation
sure.
and, and bringing things somewhat over the transom for us, picks that we wouldn't necessarily pick. You know, we have particular ideas and worldviews, and you know, the public endorsement is a great measure of entrepreneurs' kind of hustle, their ability to sell people on an idea, to rally the troops around it, and that sort of thing. So that's sort of one level of validation. But it, again, it's continually getting the story and the message of Start Garden out there in much the same way that our prize, you know, every participant, they're talking about their project within this context. In our prize, every artist is talking about their work within our prize, but they're also drawing people to this much broader event with Start Garden. They're talking about their idea, looking for endorsements, and bringing in people that then engage with those ideas and think about them. So all of that's being done to create this sort of ecosystem of people that are working on, excited about, learning about early stage ventures. And it's simple stuff, I think, but I think pretty valuable.
So when you're personally reviewing some of these picks, what are you looking for that stands out that might lead you to believe that this would be a viable revenue-producing venture?
You know, for the $5,000 investments, it's a lot of it comes down to the entrepreneur and what their background is, like where did this idea come from, and what's their ability to execute on it in a way that's going to create value. And that's extremely subjective at this point. I mean, the $5,000 investments are intentionally small so that it's not precious. We're making these decisions every week. We're learning from those decisions, but we're not agonizing over them because there's going to be another one that we're going to make next week. So it's that flow that I think creates value kind of in itself. So, you know, a lot of it's an entrepreneur. It's looking at the market. It's looking at the competitive landscape. But again, it's not a lot of like deep analysis and spreadsheets and things like that. I mean, we don't even have a place to house that stuff.
Okay.
When you submit an idea on startgarden.com, it's really kind of an outline of who you are and what the idea is. So sometimes the idea just resonates and it's like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Or they've actually done some sort of validation around that, and that always is impressive and exciting for us to see. So, but it's about the entrepreneur, their ability to execute, and the sort of general sense of the viability of the idea.
Sure.